This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, September 28th, 2020. Make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and now we are on Amazon Music. So subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and never miss a show. Today we have a very special guest. Ashley Neal Tempton was season 14 of Project Runway's winner in 2015. Wait, let me make sure I said that right. Ashley Neal Tempton won season 14 of Project Runway in 2015. She signed a contract with clothing retail giant JCPenney to design and be the face of their plus-size boutique plus. She has also designed plus-size patterns for Simplicity and her own jewelry line for K&M Accessories. Gifted in understanding the needs of the plus-size consumer, Ashley released her first line of apparel and eyewear in November of 2017 and continues to work as a design consultant for other plus-size establishments. Ashley has appeared in numerous media outlets, including Fashionista, Los Angeles Times, Glamour, InStyle, Racked, USA Today, People, and Cosmopolitan magazines, as well as Lifetime, E! Online, and the Rap TV shows. And we are so, so excited to speak with Ashley today. Hey, Ashley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you, Shanice?
I am good. I'm so excited to talk to you today because there's so much to talk about.
You too. I love catching up with you.
Now, the last time I interviewed you on my podcast, we talked about you being overwhelmed by fame after winning Project Runway. Now, explain what were some of the obstacles you had navigating fame and being a star, because from the outside looking in, people want to be in that position. There's designers that are aspiring that want it to be you. So what were some of the obstacles you had that the average person wouldn't understand?
Your life is no longer private, and a lot of people feel like they own a part of you. They own a part of your privacy, meaning like they want to know everything that you're what's going on in your life and want you to take them with you during your day, and or just having an opinion about your designs and your every move. And I just didn't understand any of that, and I had a hard time accepting other people's opinions or comments, and that's why a lot of that affected me, and I didn't know how to juggle all that energy from other people.
Now, was it the negative energy? Because you had a lot of people that loved you to death.
Oh, of course. I mean, it was just a combination of everything. It was sometimes feeling not enough and feeling like I needed to give more to people. Like, because people loved me and appreciate everything I did, I felt like I had to keep up with everything. And going on Project Runway, I was just being myself. I was truly just fighting for an industry that was being underserved, and I wanted to represent that industry and represent myself as a designer. And that's what I did, and I didn't know that something that I was fighting for so passionate about, other people would be so passionate about it, that it was like I was kind of carrying this industry to keep going, and I didn't know what to do with that power or do with that type of exposure. I didn't know. I was, you know, 23, 24 years old and just still trying to figure out life, how to navigate the fame, how to navigate all this new responsibility not having any time to myself, constantly having to make decisions. And those decisions were big decisions, and it was just really, really hard to handle everything at once.
Now, looking back, do you think not being confident and not being happy after the win stopped you from reaching your full potential with all the opportunities that were presented to you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. A lot of my fears kept me back. A lot of what I thought other people would think about me stopped me. I wish I could go back and do it all differently. But then again, things happen for its reasons, and I've learned so many valuable lessons and how to handle situations and how to handle people's opinions and being able to know when someone is trying to persuade me to do something different than what I want, and like knowing when to stand up for what I believe.
Now, today in 2020, you have
yes.
officially closed down your design company. Now, is this move temporary or permanent?
A temporary. Everything's temporary. I mean, you have to understand what we're going through right now is life-changing for everyone. And our priorities or our focus, it has now shifted in many different places. And I just really felt like in order for a business to survive any type of economy issues, you have to be able to pivot and change your company into what the economy needs and what people need. And I just felt like, you know, I've been designing for a while now, and I would love to adventure out into something new, but I don't want to lose myself as a designer. But I feel like this plus size industry has grown so much in the past 5 years that I'm proud at where it's at and where it's going, that I can now step away and adventure out into. And I just want people to know that this isn't the end of my plus size or my design career. For plus size women, I eventually want to go back to it. But in order to be an independent designer, an indie artist, you have to have financial backing. And there was no way that I was going to be able to keep a business during these times.
Right. And we have seen that a lot of plus size stores have gone bankrupt during this pandemic.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I actually, my last guess, the president of D&Co told us that 30% of the plus size stores have gone under. So it's a big amount.
Yeah.
So
it
that
just
was
lets you know where people are spending their money.
Right.
People aren't buying clothes. Like, as we're sitting at home. I mean, some of us are sitting at home. Some of us are going back to work. But our money has shifted. And we not necessarily have the luxury to buy clothing. And that's why I felt like I don't want to pressure people into buying clothing. If anything, it's more of self-care right now, self-awareness. And what can I do to provide products for people who want to take care of themselves? And that's
now,
why. Oh, go ahead.
Besides the financial part, did you lose anybody during the pandemic that really hit home, or was it just the state of the world bothering you?
Like family members from COVID?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I mean, I've had a lot of people around me who've been affected by it. Yes, I've had close members who passed away from COVID just recently. But just seeing everybody around me be affected, not infected by COVID, but just affected by how everything has shifted in this world by losing their job. I mean, my parents lost their jobs. My brother lost his job. Family members lost their jobs, friends. And so when we started seeing more and more people get affected in the United States, that's when we felt like we need to help and support people, and why not use the fabric that we have here to create masks. And we started out donating our masks, and then we saw how much people needed a need in these, and we started, why not make these masks fun so that when you're wearing them, you're not constantly reminded of this negative, you know, event that is happening in our lives. Why not have fun with wearing the mask and either having a positive message, or, you know, a funny joke or a cute image. So we just wanted to bring some light somewhere in this.
And have designing these masks been your creative outlet and kind of fill the void since you're not designing clothes right now?
Oh, most definitely. I'm having so much fun doing all this. Like, people don't know this, but the fashion world is so competitive, and as someone who has been going through this whole self-acceptance journey, I really felt like I had to let go of one of the things that was holding me back from fully accepting myself, and that was designing, because I made being a plus-size designer be my identity, and I have to remember that that's not all who I am. There's so much more of Ashley that people don't know. Like, Ashley loves to cook. Ashley loves to be a plant mom. And there's just so much more of me that not just designing plus size clothing. So I want to adventure that. And I think this is the time to appreciate life and feed your soul what it needs. And it needs happiness. And I'm so much more happy right now doing something that is still being creative, but it allows me to think differently.
And you have a new project that you introduced, the Love You Show, on your YouTube
yes.
channel. Now, tell me about that.
The Love You Show has been something of me and Andrew, my CFO in my business. We have been wanting to create this YouTube show for years now, ever since we decided to start working together, because me and Andrew have known each other for almost 10 years. And it wasn't until I fully could come around with the idea of changing the way that I think and accepting myself for who I am and just making myself happy. And we had the Love You Show as a self-acceptance seminar that people could come to my studio and learn firsthand with me and Andrew. And then once the pandemic had hit, we could no longer have that luxury of being in a in our studio with other people. So we decided to take the time out and really invest into a YouTube channel. And so we decided to start filming our YouTube channel back in July. And every week we've been filming different lessons on how to rethink about your thinking and allowing your mind to be freed up with all these old thoughts and theories that we had about ourselves, or not worrying about what other people think and knowing that we can't control what we can't control. So there's just all these life lessons that Andrew has taught me throughout my life. He has this knowledge in our minds, and I've seen how he's lived his life stress-free, and I want nothing but that in my life, because I see how much joy certain things bring to him, and I want to embrace what brings joy to me and not be ashamed of it and spread this learning that I've taken on in my life and just loving myself for who I am and knowing that it's enough.
Now, I had the opportunity to watch your show. You have 3 episodes out, and I've watched all 3. So
yes.
I saw Andrew say, I think he saw you on Project Runway and he reached out to you. So initially, did you guys meet through social media? Was he a fan and then reached out to you and that's how you connected with him?
No, me and Andrew had known each other way before Project Runway. He was actually one of my professors in college. And what he meant by reaching out is, you know, we would only see, or I had already graduated from college maybe 2 or 3 years after that. And I would only see him maybe once a year to do my taxes because he was a tax preparer. And he had heard from the grapevine that I was on Project Runway or that I had won. And so he really wanted to help me navigate through all this because he felt like he knew the right people to help me through the process because that's when I was going through signing a contract with JCPenney's and all these endorsements and all these contracts were coming. And he just kind of came in at the right moment and was able to help me because he could already, he knew me as a student and as a business person already where I was at. And we just worked so well that we just became best friends. And now he's just like a father figure to me and also my business partner at the same time.
Nice. And so on the second episode, you guys were talking and he mentioned that it was hard for you to get weight loss surgery because you were worried about what other people would think. And you kind of teared up a bit when he mentioned that. So on this YouTube show, are you presenting yourself as an expert on, you know, self-help, or are you presenting yourself like you're still a work in progress?
I'm still a work in progress, but I think I've done so much of the work that you guys will be able to see me work these things out in front of the camera. And nobody knows this yet, but I halfway, let's say, maybe 2 videos from now, you guys will be witnessing me break up with my boyfriend and kick him out of my house.
What?
And I literally, it's the day after I do this, and Andrew's filming me, and he's like, how are you doing? What's going through your mind right now? Like, we talk about the emotions, and that's what's so amazing about doing this work is that I have Andrew right next to me, and he gets to work all these things out with me. And then me being vulnerable in front of the camera and allowing you guys to see this process, like, I'm not bothered by it one bit. I'm more excited that you guys get to witness this because I'm not holding back, and I'm sharing everything that I'm feeling at this very moment because I know that there's a lot of people who are staying in relationships that they know they shouldn't, and how sometimes you just got to rip that Band-Aid off. And you see me go through all these things. Like, you see me a week after the breakup and where my emotions are at and how I feel like I'm dealing with a death. And then you see the week after that and it's like, okay, Ashley's like finally feeling back to herself. So it's like you guys are seeing this firsthand how this is unfolding and how Andrew's getting to work with me through this. And then we also give examples of how I dealt with a past relationship and how I felt like what I just went through is something repetitive that I'm going through and how I need to break this habit and stop it. And why do I continue going to these certain relationships? So not only is it about self-love, but it's also about relationships and life situations and special situations in our lives that have happened to us that have changed our thinking since then. So all of this information that we talk about in our videos in some way is going to feel relatable because not only do I give my life experiences, but Andrew also gives his life as well. And when did that pivot moment happen for him when he changed his thinking?
Now, I never really got into YouTube as a YouTuber, but I hear from those that are really into it that YouTube can be a very mean and hateful place as far as the people in the comments. So are you preparing yourself when that episode happens, when you kick your boyfriend out, that's going to get a lot of views. That's going to be the biggest views because it's drama. Are you prepared for all the negative comments?
I don't know. I mean, I want to say yes because, you know, I went through Project Runway and hearing all the negative comments. I went through hearing Tim Gunn talk horrible about me, and I put myself through a lot. And I think doing this work that you guys are watching right now is what's helping me get by and not allowing myself to be held back just because I'm thinking about what other people are going to say.
Right.
I just, like, yes, it's been going through my mind, like, what is my ex-boyfriend going to think when he sees this? What are his family going to say? What is my friends or just people who have been following my journey, even new people who never knew who I was, what are they going to say? But at the end of the day, I don't care. Because they're not living my life. This is my life. They don't pay my bills. They don't do my work. Nothing. They can have their opinion. If that makes them feel better about posting them, go for it. But at the end of the day, like, I can't consume my mind about something that I don't know. I don't know what people are going to say or what people are going to do, but I don't want to waste my time thinking about it.
Now, your YouTube series goes along with a book. There's a book that you are using as a textbook to go step by step. So when you get to the end of the book, is the YouTube series over or are you going to keep going?
Oh, so the book that we refer to for our Love You channel is a book where you can kind of, it's something that we would like for you to read on your own. It's not something that you necessarily have to, like, we go chapter by chapter or anything. But we're just kind of taking that book and reiterating what's in there. Because it's a book about identity. And if you really want to start working on yourself as a person, you have to read this book, and it kind of just breaks down everything. And if you feel like you don't understand it, then that's when we want you to watch our YouTube channel so that you could hear from me my life experiences and what I did as an example or how I took this into my life and how I approached this. Then that's great for you to be able to have the visual of that and hear other people's stories. But definitely reading the book on your own is something great to have. But the work that we're doing, we have so much work that we're just scratching the surface with this part of our series.
And so if a young designer is listening and they want to model their career like you, what advice would you give them about being a designer?
Know what's happening in the world right now and know how you can help. Know how you can take a stance. How does your business relate to what's going on right now? I think the only way that you'll be able to reach people is make them feel like you understand and that you are relatable. I've had a lot of people ask me that they've been thinking about getting into design and doing their own business, but you have to look at where the economy is at right now and where businesses are going and what people need and how you can fit yourself in there, but also be unique and different. And it's all about being creative in that mindset. But yeah.
And so your advice would be, this is absolutely not the time to launch a new clothing line.
No, I mean, and it's so hard. I don't want to say no because we don't know, but it's honestly, where are people spending their money right now? I mean, I do see this luxury of spending money on clothes because they can, but we're not necessarily have the places to go and wear them. I just feel like we're in this really, really tricky time where focusing our time on where our business should be at, or where you want your business to be for next year, really thinking about it, because there's just a lot of where we don't know where the world is going and how we can still be sustainable and help the environment out instead of just causing more mess, if you know what
right.
I mean.
Right. So what is your ultimate goal with your career and your brand now? Because it looks like everything has changed.
It's more of just making people understand that you have to love yourself. You have to love you. And once you understand loving you, then you have let this area in your mind be free. I remember when I first started doing this work, people started calling me selfish. And Andrew's like, you're finally doing the work, Ashley. Like, you're on the right track. Like, nothing is wrong with being selfish. You are putting yourself first before anybody else. You are making yourself happy. You, like, not giving other people jobs, expectations, things like that. So, that's just where I have been, and I want to be able to share that with others. I think it's been amazing. We're now appreciating life a little bit more than we did last year, and I want to be able to show people how to self-love, take care of themselves mentally, physically, and emotionally, because it's a tough time.
Absolutely. So before you go, tell us your official website and your social media pages.
My website is ashleynilltipton.com, and you can find me on any social media site as Ashley Nell Tipton Designs.
And what's your YouTube?
Ashley Nell Tipton.
Oh.
There is no one like me, so you can just find me underneath my full name, and everything will come up, and we have a certain playlist that's called The Love You Show, where you can watch every episode together.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's always a pleasure catching up with you, and continued success.
Thank you so much for having me.
And enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye, Shanice.
Bye-bye. And thank you to my fabulous guest, Ashley Nell Tipton. Make sure you check out her new YouTube show, Love You, and make sure you check out her mask so you can be safe from the coronavirus. Thank you for tuning in. I've been your host, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.